It's WrestlePod, the Troopany Show, with your host, James Troopany.
Hello and welcome to the Troopany Show. My name is James Troopany and this is my show where today we are talking the European scene in 2016 and we give our usual end of year awards to the European wrestling scene and the promotions and the wrestlers. And to join me in this momentous event is Mr. Marcus Green of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a WrestleTalk TV TNA expert. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Glad to be on here with you wonderful gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We have Mr. Alex Watt. How are you, sir?
I'm good. We should note we recorded this and the Japanese episode in one go. So if I sound drunker in this episode, I apologize. I was on my second gin by this point.
We can't enforce a dry house by Skype. So there you go. And also welcome, joining us today is Mr. Alex Edwards, the man who is linked to European wrestling inextricably.
Hello. It's going to be fun to talk about this because I've been there for quite a few of the matches and moments we're going to be talking about, I'm sure.
There you go. So with that, we shall take a short break.
WrestlePlus.com is the brand new home of incredible online wrestling content featuring uncensored shoot interview classics, full series of WrestleTalk TV and British Wrestling Weekly, exclusive documentaries, British wrestling's biggest names before they were stars, an incredible podcast collection, up to 90% off merchandise offers, and the brand new Power Slammed e-magazine forwarded by Finn Martin himself. WrestlePlus has thousands of hours of content with new and exclusive releases added regularly. You can join today for the stupidly low price of just £4.99 a month. Wrestle Plus, because this is wrestling.
Welcome back. Our match of the year from Europe is the first one up on our European awards. Now, Alex Watts, you've watched some British wrestling this year. What's been your thoughts on match of the year?
Yeah, I've watched some. Not as much as I should have done, which I need to write. I need to write that wrong next year. I mean, I live in Manchester. I should be going to these events more. Like, they're on my doorstep. I know, in terms of match of the year, I know, like, for instance, Cody Rhodes and Kurt Angle was really good. I believe Alex Edwards was there live as well.
Yeah, I was filming that one.
That was the show I couldn't go to because it was the same night that UFC were in town in the worst, the worst match that's ever happened. Like, that was so annoying. Bisping against Henderson was very good, so it was worth it. I think we mentioned Shibata and Zack Sabre Jr. as well earlier, which was obviously very good. The one, like I say, I haven't seen a whole lot, but there was a match in progress between Zack Sabre Jr. and Tommaso Ciampa, which is 2 out of 3 falls, which was tremendous, as you would expect from the talent involved. So that will probably be my pick for on the British front.
Okay. Alex Edwards, a man who's been employed by British wrestling for quite a large sum of this year, so you might have some big and wide opinions for the things you've seen.
Yeah, unfortunately, much like Alex, I haven't seen as much as I'd like to. A lot of the stuff I've seen has been stuff where I've actually been there working, and so some of mine might be a bit biased towards what I've actually been able to get to.
Could I ask, like, how many mark-out moments behind the camera lens have you had this year?
There's been quite a few where I've been sort of contain myself and like, oh, got to keep that camera steady and try and focus. But yeah, I guess one of them would be in my match of the year, which was from NGW's Ultimate Showdown back in May. They had a triple threat match in the main event, Nathan Cruz versus Zach Gibson versus Rampage Brown for the NGW Championship. It was a really, really well-built story going into the match with all three guys sort of clashing for various reasons, built up over a number of months. And the match itself really paid off. And the crowd that night was just crazy. Some really good stuff in that match. It ended in a pretty creative way with Gibson and Cruz sort of crashing to the outside off a big superplex onto a big crowd of people and then Rampage just making it into the ring whilst the other two were counted out. And it was really well performed and just a really good match.
I think Zap Gibson has like come on leaps and bounds in the last 12 months.
He's definitely
just does the stuff he's done for Progress. He's absolutely despised in Progress by the fans. You know, his heel work is amazingly good. Right, Marcus, you probably haven't seen much British wrestling, not being British.
But yeah, you would be right, sir. But
have you got? Have you got? I think we'll allow Marcus is allowed to open his what's the word? Criteria out to British people in wrestling. He's allowed to do that because, you know, he doesn't have the access that we do. So carry on, yeah, Marcus.
Definitely appreciate that. But the stuff I have checked out, one match in particular, that I definitely remember, definitely highlight for me is in Revolution Pro. Kind of like a dream match for me. AJ Styles versus Zack Sabre Jr. at High Stakes.
Yeah.
2016. That was a fantastic match. And for somebody like, of course, during AJ's great independent run before he obviously went to work for Meek Mahan. But, yeah, I mean, just for Zack to be, I mean, obviously one of the best performers going today, to really be that young lion on the rise, to not only face off with AJ Styles, take him through the paces, but to beat him. I thought that was just a great thing Styles did there. And just continuing on the momentum of the rising star that is Zack Sabre Jr. So, great match.
I'm going to pick a match that I was present for, which was the Stardom tournament at BWE show and Stardom show that I saw earlier this year in April. And it was a three-way match between Santana Garrett, Mayu Iwatani, and Nixon Newell. And it blew my mind. Went to a 15-minute draw. They got five more minutes. And Santana Garrett won it to take a shot at the Undisputed Championship. And it was... I don't like three-way matches. I'll be honest. They bore me to tears. And I was on the edge of my seat for this entire match. So that's my match of the year because it had a really big effect on me. Partly because I love Iwatani. And... I've always been a fan of Santana Garrett, and that was the first time I'd seen Nixon Newell in person, and she blew my mind. So that's my match of the year. Right then, wrestler of the year, Alex Edwards, who is your wrestler of the year?
So my wrestler of the year is sort of a callback to something you said about my match of the year last category, and that's Zach Gibson. He's just perfected that heel character where wherever he goes, he starts that promo at the start of his match and everyone in the building is booing. he just gets it. He just knows what he's doing to draw heat from the crowd. And he's had some fantastic matches to back it up. So yeah, my number one is Zach Gibson. But I want to give some honorable mentions to Nathan Cruz, Rampage Brown, Will Ospreay and Drew Galloway have all had really good years as well.
Okay then, Alex, what?
Hello. Well, yeah, Zach Gibson is a great shout, obviously, because as a Liverpudlian myself, I'm obviously going to say that. I love his character. He would not be a heel to me, let me tell you. But,
wait, sorry, yeah, when he wrestles for All-Star, I'm sure he's a face.
Well, yeah. Hey, coming out to that theme song, he's always a face with me. But, yeah, also, shout outs to Marty Skirl, who's had a great year. And then all the British guys who were in the Cruiserweight Classic, Noam Dar, Zack Sabre Jr. has obviously had a great year in WWE and out of WWE. Jack Gallagher, who debuted on Raw.
Yeah, Jack Gallagher is someone who's really sort of stuck out this year. He's really come into himself and really shown everyone what you can do. It's
really like that guy. Yeah,
Gallagher was... I nearly picked him as rest of the year because he's different. This is the thing. Like, there's so much, like, with WWE where the reason he stands out and the reason, like, he got over so quickly is because there's nothing else like him on WWE TV. And it's very old school, but with just enough, you know, of that kind of strong style, newer style to really click with a modern audience. But yeah, I went for Will Ospreay in the end because of his incredible, like, he obviously debuted in New Japan this year, had a tremendous match with Kushida in his debut. Like, that's a shout for match of the year probably as well. Like, it was incredible. And then he's, you know, a member of Chaos now, and he's just Yeah, he's just had a tremendous year. And he's, what, 23, which is a bit sickening, really. He's probably achieved more at 23 than most wrestlers do in, like, their entire careers. So, yeah, he's had a great year.
Okay, Marcus Green.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off one of Alex's honorable mentions. I'm going with Scroll. You know, to kind of look at the way he was 3 years ago to now, with the character he's created, with the unique look. I mean, you got the umbrella, you got the great theme music. You know, he has come, you know, leaps and bounds as a performer to come to win the Battle of Los Angeles. Like, it's just, you know, now signing with Ring of Honor, which I'm really excited about to see what he's going to do there now that he's off to a thrilling start there. It's just, you know, everything with the guy is just clicking all cylinders right now, so I'm going with him.
Right then. Well, my pick for Wrestler of the Year is Nixon Newell. I have been absolutely stunned by the woman with the shiniest of wizards, which is obviously the best catch line I've come across in wrestling this year. And this is the reason why that tournament I talked about at BWE, if you've ever been to Tooting Tram and Social, there's like the bar area is where the ring is, and then there's a balcony where all the talents sit whilst they wait for their matches. And normally they all back off so you can't see them to make it, you know, so you don't know who's coming out, and he always keeps the surprise fresh. During that final of that tournament, I looked up at the balcony and saw the entire Stardom roster watching that match. She's that good. There's Io Shirai there, there's Kairi Hojo there, stood watching intently.
Pretty high praise.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so for me, Nixon Newell has been outstanding this year. And if anyone has really gone from being well-known to being a superstar in the British wrestling scene, it's been her. So I'm going to give my award for Wrestler of the Year to Nixon Newell.
Well, and the rumor is that she could now be signing with WWE in the next couple of months. So lot more people could be seeing her soon.
Would be very daft not to, in my opinion. But yeah, she has been outstanding. So, tag team of the year, Alex Edwards.
My tag team of the year is Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven and Tyler Bate. I just really enjoy the character that they've got with the sort of, it's sort of a weird sort of porn starry sort of old school guy look, and I just find it really entertaining. And they've had some good matches. One especially was at that WCPW show that Alex mentioned in Manchester against Liam Slater and Johnny Moss. They had a fantastic match to start that show. And yeah, they just everything I've seen of them, I've just been really entertained by.
Right then, Marcus Green.
Yeah, Mustache Mountain's a great show. London Riots, I think I'd probably say Polo Promotions for what they've done in ICW have been incredibly entertaining again this year. But yeah, I mean, I've not seen like a whole heap of like the tag team scene of British wrestling this year. So for the little I've seen, I'd probably say Polo Promotions have been the most entertaining for me.
I have to agree with Alex Edwards, and I'll have to go with Mustache Mountain because I've seen them wrestle a couple of times and I've been thoroughly impressed by their wrestling ability and acumen. But yeah,
and their mustaches.
And their mustaches, which are brilliant.
Joey Ryan would be proud.
And Tyler Bate has a large appeal, I think, to a lot of different people, and he seems popular.
He's so insanely strong for his size. Yeah. It's crazy.
So I think that's, you know, this is just the kind of appeal he has. He's a very, and Trent Seven's such a good technician as well as such good storytellers, and doing it in different ways, heels in Progress and faces in Rev Pro, with some twists and turns here and there and different kind of ways of going about wrestling, and it must be very confusing. So
and to make it even crazier, I think Tyler Bate is only about 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah, I think
he's really young.
When he made Chikara King of Trios at 18 years old, he was the youngest ever wrestler to wrestling Chikara King of Trios when he was 18.
God. He's got a better mustache than me, and I'm 27. That's really sad.
Right then, moving on to Feud of the Year. We'll start with Marcus. Have you got anything for this one?
Yeah, I do. It's Drew Galloway. I'm trying to just still being a champion. Galloway came back and probably gave one of the promos of the year, honestly, when he returned, and just telling that whole story of Galloway falling with an injury, how that kind of just trickled down and almost ended his career, and you know, him coming back to take the titles, just been great stuff.
Excellent. Alex Edwards.
So I've got an honourable mention from WCPW of Martin Kirby and Adam Pacitti, who's the general manager there. They've just had some really entertaining skits, and it's been really fun to watch. But my feud of the year is in NGW, and it goes to Nathan Cruz and Zach Gibson, who have had a really fantastic story over the past year, where it started out as two guys who just have been on sort of the same level in terms of success and athleticism, and they had a match and it ended in a draw. So they went to another match that ended in a draw, and it just, the animosity built and built between them. Every match they've had against each other has been fantastic. Promos, they're both fantastic. And the story that's been told of just two guys who absolutely hate each other, but now are having to sort of try and coexist, has been really well told, and I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, then my food of the year has gone to Mark Haskins and Marty Skrull in progress. They had a main event feud over the World Championship. It brought in people from lower down the card. It brought in Ginny and Laura De Mateo, and it had a big blow-off match. And it's everything a wrestling feud should be, to bring people into the show, to bring people into the cards. And it's worked for Marty Skrull and Mark Haskins. Mark Haskins is now one of the beloved elder statesmen of British pro wrestling, and Marty Skrull got signed to Ring of Honor. So I think it's been a really well-told story, well-paced, and shows why progress has been so well put together this year. We go into promotion of the year, which kind of gives...
I didn't say my feud.
Oh, didn't say it, sorry. Apologies, Alex. What's your feud of the year?
It's okay. I didn't have a whole heap to add, to be honest, but I did enjoy Zach Gibson and Rampage's stuff this year a lot. I had great matches, and like I say, I've been dipping in and out a lot of British wrestling, but it seemed like whenever I dipped in, they'd be like having something going on. So I've enjoyed their work always.
Excellent.
So yeah, just chipping in to throw that
sorry,
in.
Sorry, Alex, I didn't mean to. I didn't realise I hadn't.
That's quite all right.
It's been like, this is the fourth hour of podcasting I've done this week.
So, I love that this is the effects of like the quiz.
Yeah, it's killed my voice. Can't remember when to speak. Don't know who to intel to speak.
But it's great promotion. Like when this podcast comes out with the quiz between the two shows, people are going to want to listen because they know the effect it's had on us all. So
yes, it just killed us. Right then, promotion of the year, which gives Alex Edwards several conflicts of interest. So I'm going to allow him to squib if he wants to squib. Otherwise, he could become known as the Donald Trump of Brit wrestling. So.
No, I'll give an honourable mention to NGW, who have just been consistently good for the last couple of years. But really, when you look at it, What Culture Pro Wrestling have had a great year, where the start of this year, they didn't even exist.
Yeah.
And then come October, they were drawing a crowd of 2,500 people with Kurt Angle and Cody Rhodes in the main event in Manchester. It's just... And then having a live eye pay-per-view the day before as well. It's just, it's a crazy amount of growth in such a short amount of time that they've done a really good job with things.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's, there is, you know, so much good wrestling in the UK right now. So it is really hard to pick a promotion of the year because they've all done very, very good things. Alex Watt, what's your choice?
Yeah, like you say, it's been, ICW doing great things, Progress, PWG, NGW. But yeah, I've got to go for What Culture Pro Wrestling as well. Not only because I'm doing some writing for them, I promise. But speaking of conflict of interest. But I think, like Alex said, they've been going a year. Like, and they're headlining shows with Angle and Cody Rhodes and... Alberto El Patron, but they're also bringing in, you know, the best British guys. You know, they've got Galloway there, they've got Zack Sabre Jr. there, they've got Rampage there. They've just really created their own like niche, and you can tell anyway from the guys who run, you know, the website, run the page, but who run the promotion, that they love wrestling and they know the ins and outs of wrestling. And yeah, like Alex said, with the feuds that have been going on, even with like what Adam Pacitti and Adam Blompier have been doing, who aren't, you know, they're not wrestlers, but they're getting involved as general managers and, you know, stuff like that, and becoming part of the product and not looking out of place. So I think they've just really done well to make this, you know, its own thing and be really profitable.
Okay. Marcus, what are your thoughts on promotion of the year?
Yeah, I got to echo their sentiments exactly with War Culture. They've done some great things in a short amount of time. Just for me, Ref Pro, really like the stuff they've been able to do, and they really put on some matches like what we're getting with War Culture that just really been matches that I really appreciate seeing, like, you know, like I said, Styles and Ospreay and Angle and Rhodes and stuff like that. And so, you know, you look at their champions, you know, you got Shibata is you know, their main champion. Ospreay is their cruiserweight, and just even their tag division is looking good. So, you know, like you said, there's just so much great wrestling in British right now. So, you know, you can't, it's a plethora to choose from, really.
I'm going to squib, because the reason why I'm going to squib is this, okay? This may sound like a cop-out answer, but we got British television is broadcasting a full two-hour show on New Year's Eve of British wrestling. Mm. And in the last 10 years, British wrestling has literally gone from non-existent coverage in the mainstream media to being able to be seen as a mainstream thing again, you know. And this the reason why I want to squib is because it's not just the What Cultures and the Progresses and the Rev Pros, it's every wrestling company that has driven the business forward, from your little local promoter that does the working men's clubs, who start talent off, who put people together in matches and give them an opportunity, and the wrestling schools that around the country. Some of them are good, some of them not great, some of them are not so good, but, you know, that growth in that wrestling school industry that we have is why the reason why we have so many great wrestlers. Those small promoters that put on matches in your local community hall are the guys that give them their first opportunities. That next level of promotion up, people, you know, the companies that have their own iPay-per-view presence, that are doing bigger shows, they're the ones that pick those people up. And then the big national companies like your Progresses, your Rev Pros, your ICWs are the ones that put them in long-term programs that mean that people like WWE and TNA and Ring of Honor pick them up as worthy talents. And, you know, that entire wrestling industry is layered so deeply. For once, I'm not going to give an award to one company. I would like to say well done to every wrestling company. Because, you know, a few years ago, Greg Lambert wrote a book called The Holy Grail, and that was about getting pro wrestling to be accepted as a mainstream entity. Well, Greg just wrote The Holy Grail 2 this year, and we're not far away. I don't know how Greg feels about it. I haven't asked him in a while.
It's funny. I chatted to Alex Shane earlier in the year, and he said much the same thing of how he's, you know, spent a career trying to, you know, fight that battle basically and get it accepted by the mainstream. And yeah, like you say, hopefully we're on our way now.
Yeah, you know, this is it. You know, I started writing about wrestling 4 or 5 years ago, and it was like it seemed tangible when Wrestle Talk started. Here's something that's making wrestling acceptable. It's having a chat show was a really smart idea from Alex, and how that relationship has gone on and with the British wrestling audience, and it's developed and got bigger and bigger and bigger. And shows like this wouldn't exist, and, you know, the stuff we all write wouldn't get read if there wasn't that growth in the industry. So, yeah, it's a bit of a squib answer, but there's a reason for it, and I think it's a good reason for it. I promise I'll pick someone next year. Anybody got anything for comeback of the year?
No, nothing.
I got comeback of the year, which is basically on the back of what you've just said, and it's cheating slightly, but I think World of Sport, like, needs a shout-out on this. I know it's technically in the air next year, because it airs on New Year's Day, I believe, but yeah. I think probably messing with the criteria slightly, but in terms of a comeback, like, it literally is a comeback, you know, to be on ITV again, and hopefully it's going to mean big things going forward. Hopefully they pick it up from this pilot, because from what I've heard, I couldn't be there, but from what I've heard, it was an amazing show, so fingers crossed. Yeah, but that is a comeback, so...
Fair enough. Anyone else got a comeback of the year?
I can't say that I do.
Okay.
I'll just have to echo what Alex said.
All right, then we move on to Manager and Valet of the Year, which was last year won by Chardonnay, Pip Bubblegum's manager, sometimes intergender tag team partner, and general hilarity-causing hit wonder manager, valet person. I can't think of anyone better to give it to you. Could anyone else?
Man, I'm squibbing.
Shout out to Chardonnay, but I think another person who has sort of been involved with her a little bit in terms of storyline is Gilligan Gordon, who has been a manager for Wild Boar Mike Kitchman and now Dave Mastiff in NGW. He's just such a great talker, and it's crazy to sort of sit there and watch him work, just sort of watch him speak, and how he puts stories across is just really cool to watch. And yeah, I think alongside Chardonnay, Gillian Gordon is definitely someone to mention.
Alex, what have you got, anything to add there?
I think I'd just echo what you guys have said there. Like, in terms of managers, there's not a huge amount to choose from on the British scene, unfortunately. Maybe an area where we need to get stronger, if that's fair to say. Like, as much as awesome as British wrestling's been this year, maybe we need more management.
More like wrestling management, as opposed to
not as in management of the company.
No, bookers, we've got loads of them, and they're really
good.
Good.
That management, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So okay then, right, fair enough. And Marcus, you didn't have anyone to add there, did you?
No, sir.
The Les Kellett Outstanding Achiever Award, which I believe last year went to Grado, so which gives you roughly a kind of idea that, you know, what we kind of think of with this award. But I mean, if anybody wants to do something different with this award, they're more than welcome to. So, Alex, what? Any nominations?
Well, yes, very, very similar theme as well. I'm going to go Jack Gallagher, I think, because. For, you know, we sort of touched on it before, of like, he's basically gone into this wider WWE system and completely captured the imagination of the audience by being very old school British wrestling, you know, influenced the way he looks, the way he counters. He's got that World of Sport style. Yeah, he's just different. I think there's not enough of that in wrestling nowadays. I think that's what's made him stand out. And I really hope that going into 2017, that the WWE powers that be recognize that and don't punish him for that, because he's a bit, you know,
different.
Quirky and different. Yeah, because it's cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything more to it. It works.
Exactly, it works. It's got over, and they definitely didn't know it was going to get over as much as it did, because he got eliminated fairly early on in the Cruiserweight Classic. I think he won two matches and then got eliminated, and I think people were quite disappointed about that, because they'd obviously planned a lot of it in advance and weren't expecting him to get over as much as he did, but that shows the talent that he has.
All right then, Marcus Green, was your Les Kellett Outstanding Achiever of the Year Award?
I gotta say the same thing. I mean, he came out of nowhere for me, and then once I saw him in the Cruiserweight Classic, like Alex said, I was captivated, and I'm hooked. And I'm actually glad that he kind of gets that stage of this whole 205 Live thing, so we can see him more, and he can show off more of that unorthodox presentation and style that obviously is, like Alex says, just something different. And for him to be in this pool, this big pool of WWE, to present something different. Where a lot of guys are just a lot alike in a lot of different ways, specifically with their move sets. I think he's definitely somebody to look out for, and hopefully, like Alex said, WWE smartens up and kind of puts this guy on a rocket in the best way possible, because, you know, different is very much needed in the WWE now. So,
Alex Edwards, who's the winner of your Les Kellett Outstanding Achiever Award?
Yeah, shout out to Jack Gallagher. I think that's a really good pick. But I took this to mean more of a most improved category sort of thing.
Cool, cool.
And so my pick was Joseph Connors, who I think has really come into his own this year, whether it's been in What Culture, NGW, IPW UK, Fight Nation, Southside. He's really sort of developed a really good heel character, and he's put in some great performances, match quality wise, introduced some sort of new moves and some really cool stuff. And again, he's someone who just sort of seems to really get it and really understand what he's doing with his character. And so, yeah, I'm giving it to Joseph Connors.
Okay, then. Maya Les Kellett, outstanding achiever of the... Oh, Maya Les Kellett, outstanding achiever award, goes to El Ligero. Because quite possibly, I don't think British wrestling could exist without El Ligero. Because he wrestles...
Yeah, I guess when you wrestle on every show in the country, every day of the year, forever, you deserve some sort of award.
This is the thing, right? I've been doing this thing on Twitter recently called Hardest Working Luchador. And I just pick a veteran, and I go on Cage Match. And the first one I did it was Chigusa Nagayo, who had 3 pages worth of matches listed on Cage Match since 1980. And then I looked up Ligero's, and he had 13 pages of matches listed since 2004. Dear. And then I looked back, and I thought, well, let's keep going. So I went to Gypsy Joe, who made his debut in 1957. And El Ligero has 3 times as many matches as Gypsy Joe.
Wow.
The sadly now deceased late great Gypsy Joe, who died earlier this year, has less matches in a 60-year career than El Ligero has.
that's crazy.
So yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to El Ligero and give him my Les Kellett Outstanding Achiever Award just for the amount of work he puts into British wrestling. And it is like, you know, it's become part of his character in progress, where he's announced as a man who has already wrestled 4 times today and it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's probably not far wrong. So that's my winner of the Les Kellett Outstanding Achiever Award. One thing I didn't put on here that we did for Japan was Moment of the Year. Does anyone have any specific moments they'd like to talk about before we wrap this episode up?
I guess one that, when you say that, instantly comes to mind for me is from WCPW's Refuse to Lose iPay-Per-View, where the match between Martin Kirby and Joseph Connors, when Adam Pacitti interfered and the whole crowd started throwing glow sticks at Adam Pacitti. It was such a great thing to see. And being like working there live and being at ringside, I can say that wasn't planned at all. It was completely the crowd just started chucking stuff at him, and no one knew it was coming. It just came out of nowhere. And it was just really, that was one moment where it was sort of hard to hold back the laughter. And it sort of really played into the storyline really well. So yeah, that instantly comes to mind as something that was really cool to see.
Alex, what?
That was a good shout. I enjoyed El Patron Del Rio kicking Adam Blompier. just because it was funny. There's no way around it. Like, just to see, yeah, obviously he's a non-wrestler, just a fan to, yeah, getting involved was good. I think as well, like, Moment of the Year, obviously, like, we've mentioned the World of Sports stuff, that's massive, like,
yeah.
And I really do hope that comes to good things. And as well, like, in terms of moments, just seeing all those British guys get their shot in the Cruiserweight Classic was awesome. Like, seeing Zack Sabre Jr., like, in the semi-finals of something that big for WWE was just, like, you know, just so impressive. Like, yeah. Kudos to all those guys. And obviously Dar and Gallagher have now, like, debuted on Monday Night Raw. So that's massive for both those guys.
Yeah, I was just thinking of, like, the most pleasing moment I've had at British wrestling. And it's a moment I haven't felt for a long time. And I was at Progress this year, and I was watching Ligero and Gallagher. And for those of you who don't know, Ligero is a heel in Progress, and Gallagher is a massive face. And it was his last match for the company before he joined WWE. And there's just a minute where Gallagher's like, they've just gone through this series of reversals, and Liguero stands in the middle of the ring and just stops and turns to the referee and went, he's behind me, isn't he? And it's just like, that to me is what British wrestling was like. What, when I grew up as a kid, that's what British wrestling was like. And I had that moment again, and I haven't had that moment for about 30 years where, because British wrestling's evolved so much, and it took a long while for British wrestling to see what it had and what it lost and what it needed to bring back. And Jack Gallagher and El Ligero are the two of the guys that embody that for me, you know, that escapology style that was made famous by Johnny Saint and the Royal Brothers and people like that. That's what Jack Gallagher does, you know, but essentially, British wrestling looked an awful lot like Ring of Honor and New Japan for a very long time. It didn't get to that point until Zack Sabre Jr. came along, and then Jack Gallagher and a few others as well. So, you know, that essence of that escapology style that was what we all love about the old world of sports style was absolutely brilliant to see in that particular instance, and I absolutely loved it. Marcus, have you got a moment of the year?
I mean, just overall, I think, you know, echoing not only your sentiments, but Alex Watts as well, just, you know, between seeing all those, you know, British guys in the Cruiserweight Classic and seeing them get this opportunity on this big stage finally. And just like you said, James, just the whole British scene in general, really having, you know, a big boom this year, specifically with, you know, the different companies and what culture coming in last minute and really putting on some great shows. And now hearing about the 2 hour, you know, the marathon essentially that they're going to be putting on for you guys to watch, I'm jealous. So, yeah, just overall, just like you said, overall, you know, all these companies and really just, you know, having a boom period and we're seeing it now with their stars crossing over and just, you know, making huge splashes in different companies, WWE and Ring of Honor. So it's just great overall. I think, you know, moment of the year goes to Britain overall.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see what 2017 brings for European wrestling. You've also got, we talked about Europe, we haven't mentioned other European things, but WXW have had an amazing year in Germany this year. They're coming to the UK to cross-promote with Progress in January, which is going to be huge. You know, WXW have got their own streaming service now. They've signed some big names. They're doing incredibly well. The 16-karat gold tournament that they run every year has been kind of a European equivalent of the Battle of LA. You know, a lot of the big indie talents want to come and wrestle in that show because it's the biggest kind of tournament of its kind in Europe. There is some really cool stuff happening all over this continent. You know, it's really quite amazing when you think about it. Like, because in certain senses, and one thing about WXW which people don't realize is, while, you know, the British scene disappeared down to next to nothing in Britain when WWE came in and took over, in Germany, the entire, like, business died in Germany. You know, it just died. There was no wrestling business in Germany, really, for a very long time. You know, it was quite remarkable that they managed to get that fixed. All right, and that's been the Troopany Show for today, where we have been reviewing the year. I would like to thank Miss Chelsea Spollen, who unfortunately had to leave us, but you can follow Chelsea at Chelsea Comics on Twitter and at Shoulders_Up for all the Shoulders Up stuff. You should check out their website. It's got some really cool writing on it, some by Chelsea, some by Alex Hernandez, and all the guys that write at Shoulders Up. I'd like to thank Mr. Marcus Green. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure as always. Glad I made it this week.
And you can follow him at Paradox Kid on Twitter. I would also recommend his writings upon DNA on the WrestleTalk.tv website. They are very, very good. And you can follow pretty much what's been going on all year with his reviews. So thank you very much for that, Marcus.
Thank you. Love writing it.
And we've got thank you. Let's say thank you very much to Alex Watt for his contributions this year in 2016. It's always been a pleasure, sir. Never a chore.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been awesome having... Well, good of you to have me, I should say. can you tell I've opened up my second gin at this point in the evening? But yeah, thank you very much. It's always awesome to talk about wrestling, especially Japanese wrestling, I have to say.
Okay, you can follow him, Alex Watt, 187 on Twitter.
Yeah, it took a whole year, but you've got it right.
Got it there in the end. And our newest contributor, Mr. Alex Edwards, thank you very much for your time, sir, for encouraging us to do go full coverage on the G1 and joining us on so much commentary that we've had this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and sorry, guys, for that. I sort of killed everyone's summer by making you all watch so much wrestling over those few weeks. But no,
I don't think any of us mind. Don't worry.
But yeah, thanks for having me. It's been really fun to join the crew here and talk about wrestling every week.
Well, we really appreciate it, man. Thank you very, very much. And you can follow him at Alex_Edwards_. You can follow me at Sheriff Lone Star. My name is James Trupany. This has been my show, and we've been reviewing wrestling throughout the world in 2016. Thank you very much for listening to us on the WrestleTalk Podcast Network, which you can find on SoundCloud, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast providers. We will be back next week. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Goodbye. We'll be right back.